I thought I'd just stop over and say hi.
What kind of a run is that? Must be all of half a mile.
I'm planning to do another 8 or 9 yet.
You're a glutton for it, aren't you?
Oh, back into some serious training. I let things slide a bit over the holidays.
Whoa.
What are you looking for?
Oh, one of these has got a sway. At least I thought so earlier. Now I can't find which one it was.
Well, okay then.
Hey, didn't you spend half the holidays out running to get away from...
No, it wasn't just to get away from Mabel.
Okay.
All right, mostly that. But I always felt so guilty about it.
No.
Yes. So mostly I'd only do a couple of miles and come straight back again.
Right.
But I mustn't be too hard on her. I think she really did her best.
Oh, it must be very nice for you and Alan to have the place to yourselves again.
Oh, yes.
Big relief.
And Alan was so sweet about it all, so appreciative, and he's being so nice to me now to make up for it.
Made it all worth it then, huh?
Almost.
Hi, Ursula.
Hi, David.
So, where's this cow, Ruth?
Oh, still looking.
Oh. You sure you didn't imagine it?
Yeah. I wrote the number on the back of me hand, but...
That thing there, it's called a whiteboard.
Okay.
I'll see you then, Ruth.
Bye, have a good run.
Bye.
And don't overdo it.
Oh, don't worry, I know how to pace myself.
Wow, can't believe it's only been 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Feels like it's been so long.
Glad to be back.
Yeah. I don't know, it's just so weird.
Yeah. What should I take first?
Whatever's on top.
This box?
Yeah, it's books and stuff.
Right.
Oh, it's just so strange to be back at uni.
I can take some more if you can...
Where is everyone? Where are my friends?
You've got so much stuff in here, Alice.
It must be someone I know.
Oh,
oh mind! Oh, Cuddles! Chris, you dropped Cuddles.
These teddies, I can't trust them. I thought she was staying behind.
She looks so sad. I can't believe her.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I've got to have someone to hug, haven't I?
Yeah, right.
Oh, come on, I was joking. Don't be silly. It's only because I won't have you.
Okay, well, if you put that other box on top of it...
Are you sure you can manage?
Yeah, careful. That's...
Woo, Chris!
It's okay, I got it. Right.
Oh, you are so strong.
Yeah, aren't I just?
Hold on, I'll take my laptop.
Don't strain yourself, will you?
All right. I've got to fetch my room keys first.
Okay, then. You lead on.
We'll come back and... Oh, my God, there's Rachel! Hey, Rachel! Rachel! Oh, it's so good to see you!
I'll just follow on behind then, shall I?
Hey! Usha!
Oh, Annabelle. Hi.
Hi.
Sorry, I had my MP3 on.
Oh, I saw you from down at the bridge, been trying to catch you up.
Well...
Oh, that hill. Such a killer.
Yeah.
And you were shooting off to the far horizon.
Me? No.
Have you hadn't stopped.
Well, I'm sure you'd have overtaken me.
No, I am just so out of shape.
Really?
Honestly. I've not been out for a proper run since New Year's Eve.
Okay.
And that can't have been more than 8, 9 miles.
Oh. Well, you've done way better than me.
Oh, if you knew the amount of booze and mince pies I put away in the last 2 weeks.
Well, the way you came up that hill, you must be in pretty good shape.
So, where are you heading? Are you planning to go much further?
Ah, Pennyhasset and back down the bridle path.
Oh, sounds good.
I think that'll be enough for me.
So, how about we run together? Moral support.
Yes, all right. That would be nice.
Mike reckons she's already planning the next one.
Go on.
Cinderella, with a real coach and horses.
You got it, David?
Yeah.
Did you say Cinderella?
No, it was Mike kidding. I hope.
Surely after all the hassle and heartache...
Oh, you know Linda. She's forgotten about that already.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, we made it happen against the odds. And it sounds like we'll end up with a reasonable profit, too.
All worth it, then.
Uh-huh. Right, then. Let's have a look at this.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Steady, steady.
It's definitely weeping.
Yeah, it's not too bad, though. I mean, it doesn't look like New Forest disease.
Not at this time of year.
It could be dust from the straw. Mm. She might have got something in there. Alistair's doing PDs this week, isn't he?
Wednesday.
OK, well, if it's still a problem, we can ask him to drop by.
Mum, Dad?
Ah.
Aaron?
In here, Pip.
Where is everyone? I thought you'd gone off and left me.
Oh, we were tempted.
We didn't want to wake you, Pet. I wasn't asleep. I wasn't...
I know. You were busy doing your homework.
Right.
So where are the boys?
I don't know. Up in Josh's room.
So how was the young farmers do last night? I'm still waiting to hear.
It was good, yeah.
OK. Go on. Go on.
Seems to have worn you out.
It was fun. We all ended up back at Felicity's place.
Yeah, I know. I picked you up from there, remember?
OK.
What was it, 12:30?
I was telling Mum. Anyway...
Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
Yes, and I wanted to show you this.
Huh?
They were handing them out last night.
OK.
It's about agricultural courses for next year.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Let's see. They're having these open days at Borsetshire College. You can go and, like, find out about all the different options.
Yeah?
So you'd like to go along?
Well, yeah, some of my friends are going.
OK.
I thought maybe we could have a look, talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
I mean, if you're not too busy.
No, no.
5 minutes, then we'll come in.
Oysters, game pie, creme brulee.
Nice.
So that was New Year's Eve. Then New Year's Day, the bear at Loxley Norton.
I know.
New chef. And the others went for the full 3 courses, so I had to do the same.
Good holiday, then.
Yes, but I'm paying for it now.
Oh, you seem to be doing... All right.
It'll take me a week or so to work it all off.
Well, think of me. 2 weeks of Mabel's home cooking. Peas and rice with everything.
Yes, but you're one of those people who can eat as much as they like. Never put on any weight.
Me? I wish. So, which way now?
Your choice. Well, I normally go over the stile, along the footpath, back over Lakey Hill.
So the long way.
Yes, but if you've had enough, you could go back along the lane. It was much quicker for you.
Well,
And you won't have to put up with me moaning all the time.
No, it's nice to have the company. I'll come along with you. Oh,
good.
So, we are just... looking, right?
Yeah.
This doesn't mean I've definitely, absolutely decided I'm going to do an agricultural course.
No.
We understand.
Okay. Basically, there are these open days with seminars and activities on all the different subjects. All the land-based careers, basically.
I remember doing this before I went to college.
Yeah, like sheep and cattle production.
Well, you know all about that already, don't you know?
Dad, this is serious.
Okay.
Well, there's stuff like countryside management, leisure and tourism.
Well, you'll have to narrow it down a bit. Decide which ones you're most interested in.
Well, definitely anything to do with ecology and conservation.
Right.
Some of the livestock ones.
You don't have to choose now.
I'll talk to my friends, see what they're doing.
We can get the application form off anyway.
OK.
Yeah. But anyway, it's a great idea to go and have a look. You know, get the feel of college life.
Yep.
You going?
Well, I'll call Felicity, see if she's definitely going.
Hello?
Usha!
You look knackered!
Oh, my.
I know. My brain is filthy.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Hey, come in. Come on, come and have a seat.
I'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
So what's all this? You said you were going to take it steady.
I was. Then guess who I bumped into?
Who?
Oh, can I have a cup of tea?
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry.
Tell us.
Annabelle Shrivener.
Oh.
She was out training too?
Yes. We ended up training together.
Okay. If I know Annabelle, she doesn't like to come second.
It wasn't a race, David.
No, I thought, why not? It'd be nice to have some company. But then she kept moaning about how much she'd eaten over the holidays and how out of shape she was. But it was all rubbish. She's obviously been training way harder than I have.
Oh, dear.
You do surprise me.
And, well, she is younger, too.
So you had trouble keeping up?
I was really pushing myself by the end. We came back over Lakey Hill. Somehow, I've agreed to go out with her again on Wednesday afternoon. What have I let myself in for?
Oh, I'm going to miss you so much.
Yeah, I'm going to miss you too.
Oh, come on, don't look so sad. It's not like it's forever.
10 weeks?
Yeah, but you'll come and see me soon, won't you? And we'll talk every day. We'll talk lots, and texts, and Facebook.
Not the same though, is it?
Chris, don't. You're making me feel bad.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
You will call me.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait till the evenings. You can try calling me any time.
You'll be busy, though.
Not all the time.
Or you'll be out partying with your mates.
Oh, come on, Chris. It's not like that. I'm gonna have to work hard this term.
Yeah, okay.
And I'll call you too. As much as I can.
Nah, best if I call you from home. Then it won't cost.
You're so good to me.
I better get on.
Chris, just because we're apart doesn't mean you have to sit at home moping.
Yeah, all right.
No, I'm serious. You must get out and have a life too, okay?
Yeah.
No, you must. I want you to be happy. No, I won't be jealous, so long as you're good.
Don't you trust me?
Of course I do. And I'll be good too. I promise.
No, I left a wee bit, Mayor.
Okay.
Another centimetre. Okay.
Such a perfectionist.
Well, if a job's worth doing.
You think the pigs will notice?
No, it's no them we're trying to impress. It's Tom Archer.
Hello, hello.
Afternoon.
Seen Adam around anyway?
No, why?
Because...
He's gone to Oxford.
Yeah?
Yeah, to the conference, you know?
Oh, okay.
I was talking to him yesterday and that's what he said.
You know Hannah, my new assistant?
Yeah, we've met.
Afternoon, Hannah.
Hello.
Was it urgent?
Nah, there's an ash down by Leader's Wood. He said I could have the timber.
You have to ask Brian instead.
No, it can wait. I've got some more logs to pick up from the estate. I'll go on and do that.
You ready?
Yeah.
Is it true what they're saying about you and William?
Aye.
Him and Nick are back together again.
Who told you that? Oh,
just a rumour.
Yeah, well...
Somebody saw them around the village the other day.
Well, if they are, he's not saying anything to us about it.
Okay. Maybe just a load of blethers.
That's Ed's brother.
Aye, that's him.
Oh, you know our Edward.
Yeah, well, I've seen him around.
So, you like working with pigs then, Hannah?
Yeah.
That's a dumb question. Why else would you be here?
Oh, I'm just asking.
I'm enjoying the work here, certainly.
Oh, okay. Well, if I was you, I'd ask for a raise.
Me? Why?
The way Tom's been singing your praises lately.
No.
Yeah, I reckon you could name your price.
I'm not going to push me luck.
Oh, and she's so modest, wait.
Jazza?
Oh, it's the truth. See these new pens we're making?
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Hannah's wee brainwave. Block of four pens with a place for the weir in the middle, see? So we don't have to shift the weir into every group of pigs.
Yeah, it could be onto something.
Oh, it's a real stroke of genius. All that work and hassle it will save us.
Well, hopefully.
What does Tom reckon about it?
Well...
So he doesn't know.
Not yet.
Jazza thought we should just go ahead.
Oh, right. Well, you'll soon find out. Here he comes.
Oh.
Moment of truth, eh?
I hope we've done the right thing.
Ah, you see. He's going to be well impressed.
Is that you, darling? Lunch is almost ready.
Okay, hold on.
I made some soup. It won't be long.
Well, I can't wait, I'm afraid.
Surely you can.
I've got a problem. Adrian's gone down with flu.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I went down to check on the lambs. He was practically on his knees. Oh. Looks like he's got a raging temperature, so I sent him up to bed.
Oh, poor boy.
Well, you might want to go down half an hour, check he's okay.
Yes, I will, but what about the lambs?
Well, I'll have to take over this afternoon.
Oh.
I'm going to come back to get my overalls.
Well, it would have to be the one day that Adam's not here.
No, and he's not back from Oxford till Thursday evening.
So how will we manage?
Well, as best we can. Eddie's coming to do the evening shift, so...
Well,
I'll have to pick up Rory, or I'd offer to come and do something.
Well, don't worry, I'll manage. I'll have to leave the soup, make myself a sandwich.
Oh, no, no, let me.
Oh.
There's some ciabatta. Mm-hmm. Would you like brie, or there's some cold venison here?
I'll go for the brie.
Oh, righto.
Thanks.
And, well, you could put the coffee into a thermos.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, what a nuisance for you.
Yeah, well, it can't be helped. Any word from our youngest daughter this morning?
No, just the text to say that she'd got there safely.
Mm.
And that was timed at about 1 a.m.
Well, if she's had Christopher there.
No, no, he definitely came home last night. I heard from Susan. Mm.
I expect he's got a lunch date with his chum, Lord Elbury.
Oh, Brian.
Imagine Alice will be saving her mobile credit to call him.
Yes, perhaps.
I don't suppose we'll hear much from her before Easter.
So, the whole idea is, I mean, if it works...
Why, right, it'll work all right.
Jazza, let her finish.
Well, if it makes the routine weighing easier, I mean, less of a performance, you know, so we don't have to keep moving the weigher around...
Hmm.
Then we can keep a closer eye on their weights, and more of them should make their target weight when they go to market.
Yeah, so you won't be wasting feed. More profit per pig.
Hopefully. I mean, we thought it was worth a try.
Come on, Tom, it's a real no-brainer.
Well, we'll have to give you full marks for initiative.
Don't get carried away, will you?
No, no, I'm impressed. I think it's a really interesting idea.
You do?
Like you said, it's got to be worth a try.
It's a win-win if ever there was one. Less work for us and more profit for Tom Archer.
You've convinced Jazza anyway.
So what's not he like about it?
Well...
You don't sound so sure.
I can only see one disadvantage so far. It'll mean that each group of pigs has a slightly smaller pen.
Oh.
Because of the way you've rearranged the fencing.
That's no big deal. So what's a couple of square metres?
You think it'll make a difference?
Well, maybe not. Time will tell.
Would you believe this man, Hannah? Came a brand new post and he'd tell you it was the wrong colour.
Okay, okay. I'm not saying it's not a good
Hannah's done her research. She's been on the internet. Sat up all night on the computer. Isn't that right, Hannah?
Yeah.
Works for other farms, so why not for here?
Okay, I'm not arguing. It's good, creative thinking. Well done, Hannah.
Thanks.
And just to show you how impressed I am, I'll buy you both a drink tonight.
She's had the one all right. I'm pretty sure there's another one in there.
Oh, has she been at it for long?
Yeah, and she's not happy. I have to see what I can do.
Darling, you know you're looking so tired.
Well, I am. Been non-stop all afternoon.
But why are you still down here? I thought
because
you were
Eddie still hasn't arrived.
Well, you ought to be here by now, surely.
Yes, he should have been here 20 minutes ago.
Maybe he's, well, just running late.
You don't say. This is what happens when you hire the most unreliable man in Borsetshire.
Oh, don't overreact. Have you tried calling him?
Yes, I've called him twice. Home and on his mobile. He's not answering.
Well, perhaps he's been held up.
Well, why hasn't he called us to say? If you ask me, it's such a filthy night out there. He's probably holed up in a pub somewhere.
Oh, no, I'm sure he's
Well, where
not.
Is he, then?
I don't suppose he's forgotten.
Well, I can't come in until he gets here. I'd better see this you. We're not too late.
Well, is there anything I can do to help?
Oh, no. Well, yes, I mean, you can call Eddie again.
Oh.
Keep trying until he answers.
Blimey, Nick, am I glad to see you?
I saw the lights down here. You in trouble?
Yeah, up to me axle in it.
Oh, stuck.
Oh, I got a load of logs. I was trying to back the trailer around.
Ah, yeah, so I can see.
Oh, this thing doesn't have four-wheel drive, so...
Not the best place to try and turn.
There's nowhere else, is there?
Okay, well...
Oh, I'm blooming fed up, I can tell you. Soaked to the skin, covered in mud.
Yep.
Oh, bust a gut trying to get her out.
Ooh, what have you done to your hand?
Oh, trying to lever the trailer up with a branch, took the skin off me knuckles.
Ouch. Well, I've got a tow rope in the back here.
Oh, great. I meant to be up at home farm with the lambs. Should have been there half an hour ago.
Ah, have you told them why you're not there?
I can't. There's no signal down here, back and beyond.
Oh, I don't suppose Brian will be too impressed. You know their students off sick.
Oh, no, but thanks for telling me.
Oh, it's lucky I spotted you then.
Oh, you can say that again. I was supposed to go home and pick up some dinner. Now it looks like I'm going to have to work straight through.
Never mind.
It's easy for you to say. I get proper grumpy when I'm hungry.
Right. Let's see if we can get you out.
There you go.
Thanks, Jazza.
Oh, well, you can't sit sitting on here waiting for Tom Archer.
No, I suppose not.
So, cheers to a brilliant new pig weighing system.
I just hope it's going to work.
Oh, come on.
But after what Tom said about the smaller pens...
Oh, take me notice. He's only jealous because he didn't think he'd sell.
That's nice of you to say.
It's the truth. He's Mr. Business Whizkid, the guy with all the cutting-edge ideas. And some wee lassie comes along and tells him how to do it better.
I hope he didn't take it like that.
No, don't worry, I'm only kidding.
Well, thanks for all your support anyway.
No problem.
And if it's all a big disaster, you can blame it on...
Sending you to sleep already.
Oh, no. No, I'm sorry. It's just been a long day, you know.
I'm going to have a few more in if Tom's buying.
One more for me, and then I'm off home.
So, you saving yourself for the weekend?
Even if I was, not much seems to happen around here.
You'd be surprised.
Would I?
Oh, aye. You got any plans for Thursday?
Not especially.
Okay, well, there's an electro night at the waterfront in Felpisham. One of the boss is just top DJs.
Yeah?
Oh, aye. Everybody who's anybody will be there. You ought to come along.
Well...
Oh, you really should. You'll find a lift, no problem.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Hiya, guys.
Ah, at last.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, I see you've gone ahead without me.
Oh, there's wee Hannah sitting here with a bad case of dehydration.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, I got sidetracked along the way.
You've been mud wrestling or what?
Pretty much. If you hold on, I'll get us another.
Hey, Tom.
Oh, my.
Eddie, I know. I think you're right, Hannah.
Tom.
Shouldn't you be on your way?
Yeah. Your phone. You left it in the van.
Oh, great. Thanks, Eddie.
No, all thanks to you, mate. I owe you a couple for this.
So, are you going to get off then?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if I've got the time for a pasty. I haven't, have we?
Your call, mate. Uh-huh. Guess who?
Hey, old bloody neck. Yeah. If he asks, tell him I'm on my way.
Oh. Excuse me, guys. Hi, Brian.
Tom, I'm sorry to bother you. I don't suppose you've seen Eddie anywhere.
Yes, I have. He's on his way.
Well, so where are you?
In the Bull. Oh,
and Eddie's been there with you.
Yeah, no.
I knew it.
Well, Brian...
Well, you can tell him from me, better get up here at the double.
Oh, now please, Brian, before you go jumping to any conclusions...
Jenny, Tom's just told me he was in the Bull.
But there might have been a good reason.
Yeah, he was keeping warm having a couple of pints when he should have been up here with me.
Well, I really can't believe that he
did
let
tell you,
down.
Didn't I? Because of him, I've lost a good lamb.
Come on, you did your best to save it.
No, I was tired. I wasn't on the ball. I'd have noticed that you was in trouble sooner.
Brian!
Oh, so you decided to grace us with your presence.
Yeah, look, I'm really sorry. I was
yes,
stuck...
Yes, I know exactly where you've been. I've just spoken to Tom.
Eh?
In the Bull.
No.
Oh, please, don't try and deny it.
I wasn't there. I only called in to give...
I'm sorry, I'm just not interested in your excuses.
But I was stuck.
Give him a chance to explain,
it's
Brian.
It's too late for all that, Jenny. You should have been here over an hour
I
ago.
Know that, Brian, but if you'd like to calm down for 1 minute...
Calm down? I don't pay you, Eddie, for you to tell me to calm down.
With what you pay, you'd be lucky to get that.
How dare you? I'm half dead on my feet, and I've just lost a lamb. If you can't get here on time, you might as well not bother coming here at all.
Right. If that's how you feel...
Oh, Eddie.
I'm sorry. Nobody speaks to me like that.
Oh, Eddie, please.
You're on your own. I'm going home for me tea.
Oh, yeah?
Hello. How are you on this chilly winter morning?
Okay.
Keeping warm, I hope.
Yeah. And you?
Oh, yeah, I'm very snug. I've got nice cosy seats at the back of the bus.
Good.
Thinking of you. Looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, and me you. I finished work. I'm just setting off to pick you up.
Oh, that'd be nice.
And I thought maybe we'd have some dinner and a walk around the chute.
That sounds good to me. Mum's quite happy to put the kids to bed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
So, we've got all afternoon, and there's a bus back home at about six.
No, no, I told you. Don't worry about that. I can run you home.
You sure?
Yeah, of course. Whenever you like.
I know you've got to be up early tomorrow, so...
Oh, that's okay. So long as I'm not back too late.
All right. Thanks.
So, I'll see you at the bus station in half an hour.
So you weren't even going to give Brian a ring?
Too busy. Oh. Got all this compost to bag up and deliver.
Oh, come on, Eddie. It won't take you a minute.
I've got nothing to say to Brian Aldridge.
Eddie!
I've got nothing to say to anyone who acts like that, who accuses me of being a liar.
Oh, Eddie, I'm sure he didn't mean that.
He may not have said it, but that is what he meant.
No, it sounds to me just like he was tired and he got the wrong end of the stick.
Well, if he's so blooming desperate... He can call me up and apologise. Until he does, I am not budging.
If you rang him first, just give him the chance.
Oh, it's got to come from him.
I can see I'm wasting my time.
Carry love. I can't back down on this. Gotta draw the line somewhere. If you let people like Brian Aldridge walk all over you, where's your self-respect?
Yeah, well, sometimes I think we could manage with a bit less self-respect and a bit more wages.
Yeah, well... That says maybe.
You coming in for some dinner?
No, I think I'll head straight off. Grab a bite later.
Fine.
Try and do a couple more loads before dark.
Let me know if you'll be late.
Hey, Clary, you heard from William?
No. No, I ain't.
Oh, seems to be all around the village about him and Nick.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Even Jazza's heard about it.
Wow. All we know for sure is that he brought her with him to get George New Year's Day.
Yeah, acting like they're a couple again. If you believe what Neil says. Then they go and spend the afternoon on the green playing happy families.
So why's he said nothing to us about it?
I don't know. Maybe he's waiting for the right moment. And even if they was back together, is it really such a bad thing?
Don't know, Eddie. Until I've heard from William, I don't know what to think.
The records are all up to date, and I've done the pens on this side.
Oh, thanks.
But you'll need to keep an eye on the one on the end with the foster triplet.
Oh, is there a problem?
Oh, the lamb's feeding, but she's still a bit suspicious of him.
Okay.
And we'll need a couple more bags of feed.
All right, well, you go now. Leave it to me.
Oh... You're still looking so tired.
Well, at least I've had a few hours' sleep, thanks to you.
I wish I could do more.
No, no, you go on. You'll be late for Rory.
This is no good, Brian. You can't keep this up forever. What about this evening?
Yeah, well, let me worry about that.
Look, all you have to do is pick up the phone
Jenny,
and
Jenny, I am not going begging on my knees to Eddie Grundy.
Well, I'm not suggesting you
okay,
do.
Okay, so end of discussion.
Look,
Jenny,
I...
please.
Oh, Brian, just listen. Eddie couldn't help being late. We know what happened from Tom.
You didn't have to walk out and leave me in the lurch either.
All right. Let's try and forget whose fault it was. The point is, Adrian's still off sick. Adam's not back till tomorrow night. You're exhausted. And I'm tired too.
Well, I'll see if Jeff can do a couple more hours later.
Brian, that won't be enough.
Well, who knows? Perhaps Eddie'll grow up and decide to come in for his shift. Oh. Well, I'm not counting on it.
Well, you may be too proud to ask him, but I am not.
And this along the edge here...
Wait, I know, a game crop?
Yeah, full marks.
Ah, I am so brilliant.
Yeah. Well, we use game crops on the estate, but these aren't so much for pheasant, they're for wild partridge.
Oh, so like the little dumpy birds?
Right.
So they shoot them as well?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I mean, I knew you could eat them, but...
Oh, mostly they're what they call red-legged partridge, hatched and raised like the other birds. But here, they're trying to increase the number of wild grey partridge.
And what about this little feeder thing? Is that for them too?
Yeah. It's lower than a pheasant feeder, so they can reach the grain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they peck at it through the mesh at the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look, I can see their little footprints.
Yeah, that's them. We might spot a few today if we're lucky.
Oh, great.
There's a few around, mostly out in the stubble.
So it's working then? I mean, all this conservation?
Yeah, it is on this shoot. The numbers have gone up from, well, practically nothing to over 200.
Wow.
You okay?
Hands are a bit cold.
Yeah. Put them inside my coat. Warm them up.
Oh, that's better.
Well, after you come all this way and been dragged out into the cold.
No, it's nice. Oh, it's lovely. I'm having a great time.
Yeah, nice for me too. To have some company.
Oh, makes me feel sad to think about you coming round here every day on your own.
Me and the dog.
Yeah, but then going home to your room at night. Nobody there for you.
I'm used to it. Wish I could come back and stay tonight.
There'll be other nights.
Hmm.
Well, I really could get the bus back if it makes it easier.
No, I'd like to take you home. Give us some more time together.
All right. Thanks.
And, well, I ought to call in on Mum anyway.
Yeah?
Yeah, I still haven't... Well, she's probably heard things by now and I still haven't told her.
About us?
No. But it didn't seem right to phone somehow. Better if I call round.
All right. You do whatever you think best.
Jennifer, hello.
Oh, I'm sorry to bother you, Clary. Oh, is this a bad time?
No, I'm just cooking tea. No, come in.
Oh, thanks. Now, I won't keep you long. I just wonder
Clary.
If...
Oh, you want to talk to Eddie?
Yes, I do.
Have you seen my... Oh.
Eddie.
Jennifer wants to have a word. I'm going to peel the potatoes.
Eddie, I'm sure you can guess why I'm
Look,
here.
Jennifer, I've got no quarrel with you. It's just...
All right. Please just let me have my say, and then I'll go and leave you in peace. I know you couldn't help being late last night, and I'm sure that, well, with hindsight, Brian understands that as well.
So why did he...
Look, he was very tired. He'd been there since late morning. He'd just lost a lamb. And I agree, he wasn't very diplomatic. Then, to be fair, Eddie, neither were you.
Well, it weren't me who...
Look, all right. But all I'm asking is for you to... No, well, for us all to forget what happened then and make a fresh start.
Not until he gets on that phone and apologises.
Eddie, you know Brian well enough. He's not going to do that. But, look, if you come up and talk to him face to face...
I don't see why I should.
Eddie!
Look, if you come up your shift, I'm sure you and Brian can straighten things out between you. And... You know, if it helps, I'm sure we could offer you a bit more.
Look, it's not about the money. It's the principle.
Right. Yes, I see. Well, I've said enough and I'll leave it up to you.
Oh, well, if he won't do that shift, then I will.
What?
Why not? I've done lambs before. Well, I might be a bit rusty.
Hurry!
I mean it, Eddie. If you're going to be too pig-headed to do your job, then I'll have to go and do it for you.
Hello, Mum?
Oh, William, hello.
Oh, all right, I'll go and get changed.
Oh, thank you, Eddie.
Hello, son.
Dad? Sorry, did I interrupt?
No, it's nothing, no. No, it's lovely to see you. Mm. What a nice surprise.
Hello, Will.
Jennifer.
Oh, it is nice to see you. How are things going in Gloucestershire?
Very well, thanks. I'm finding it very interesting.
Ah, good. Right, well, I think I'd better be getting on home then.
All right, Jennifer.
And Clary, thanks.
That's okay. My pleasure.
Bye then.
Bye.
Oh, bye, Will.
Bye. So, what was I?
Oh, never mind about that. Now, you didn't say you was coming, so do you want some tea?
Well...
As if I'd known, I'd have put in some extra sausages.
No, it's okay, Mum, I can't stay.
Oh, we'll sit down a minute anyway. You're not rushing straight off.
Just a few minutes. You see, I came up here to take Nick home.
Oh.
Yeah, she... I had the afternoon off, so she came to see me.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah, it was. You see, what I've come to say is, me and Nick, we're back together again.
Are you? I mean...
Yeah, like I came up for New Year's Eve and, well, it kind of happened.
Yeah, I see.
So what I come to tell you, I mean, we can't actually live together yet because of my job, but...
No. William, are you sure this isn't just...
Mum, it's all good, it's great. We're different people now. We've both moved on. I feel really happy about it.
Good. Well, in that case, I'm very happy for you too, love.
Now, please, Brian, be careful when
you... I'm still not sure what you expect.
Evening.
Oh, hello.
Evening, Eddie.
You said 5 o'clock. Here I am.
Yes.
So?
Brian?
Look, Eddie, when we spoke last night, I didn't realise you'd been stuck in the mud. If I made a wrong call, then...
Yes?
I'm sorry.
Okay. And, well, maybe I was out of order, not to stay.
That's good. Well, now perhaps
oh,
we can get
and
on...
you said you'd up me rates.
Did we?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Don't worry about that. We'll sort that out. Brian, you go in and get some rest, and I'll bring Eddie up to the...
Yeah, can you excuse me a sec?
Yes, yes, of course. Come on, Brian. There's no need for you to stay.
What's all this about his wages? Clary?
So what happened? Are you there?
Yes, I am here.
And did Brian say sorry?
Yeah, he apologised. You could see what it cost him. Looked like he'd sucked on a lemon.
Oh, God. Well, I'm glad it's all sorted.
So what were you called for?
No, it's about William.
Clary, love. So long as she makes him happy, what's there to worry about?
She's still the same girl, isn't she? We don't know she's changed. And we don't know how things are between her and George.
Well, it's William's life.
It was so awful when they broke up. Again.
Yeah, I know, but...
He was so hurt. I don't want that to happen all over again.
Now then, let's see.
Okay, steady.
Well, looks promising.
Yeah?
Yeah. If I can just find the... There we are. See? Nice view of the fetus.
Yeah, great.
All as it should be. About 7-8 weeks.
Brilliant. She and Pip isn't here.
Oh, she's seen a few PDs in her time.
Yeah, but not your new piece of kit.
Ah, yes.
Well, I don't think she has.
Well, if she's that interested, she's welcome to come along with me anytime.
That's kind.
It's great that she's so keen.
Well, she's applied to go to some open days at the college.
Sounds promising.
We're both keeping our fingers crossed.
Mm.
She's the last one, Alistair.
Right.
Okay, Bert. That's the lot.
My last appointment, too. Hoping for a quiet afternoon.
Lucky you.
Okay. Well, I'll go and clean up.
Thanks, Alistair. I'll get these gates dismantled. Ruth?
Oh. Hi, are you busy? Oh.
Alistair's been here doing the PDs we've just finished.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
You're not. Training again?
Yes. With Annabelle.
Oh, yeah.
I'm meeting her on the green.
You think you can keep up with her this time?
Well... I do feel much fitter today, in way better shape.
A match for Annabelle?
If I pace myself.
Hmm.
Well, we were pretty even before the holidays.
If you wanted to run alone, you could always make an excuse.
No, she'd think I was chickening out. She'd be so patronising.
Sounds like this is getting personal.
No, nothing like that.
No?
It isn't a competition. I need some incentive. That's all. I've decided it's good for me to be pushed.
Ryan?
Alistair.
So how are you? How was your...
Look, Alistair, I need your help.
If this is about the loan, then the answer is still...
No, it's not that.
So what is it? Ryan, where are you?
The bookies, in the high street.
Okay, look, don't...
Yeah, I know, but I've got 50 quid here, the last of my doll money.
Ryan!
And there's a horse in the 330.
Listen, stay calm. You can beat this. You know what you have to do.
I can't. I've tried. Believe you me, I've been through it all. Everything you've told me, but I can't do it. I can't walk out of here.
All right.
I'm in a fix. I don't know what to do.
Try and hold on. I'll come now. I'll be there as soon as I can.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, sorry I'm late.
No, I only just got here.
Oh, I felt so lazy this afternoon.
Me too.
The thought of flogging all around the countryside. You know, I almost called you and chickened out.
Really?
My pathetic willpower. And then I thought, hey, come on, can't let Usha down.
The same goes for me.
So, how long have you got?
Well, I'm fairly easy. How about you?
Well, I really need to be back around 3-ish to make a call. Is that okay?
Yep, fine with me.
Right. So, I'm relying on you, Usha. Keep me going. Don't let me slack.
Ryan. Hey. So what did you do? Am I too late?
I've still got the 50 quid.
Right. Well done.
Race doesn't start for 10 minutes.
Ryan, don't even think about it. Come on, let's get you out of here. There, see? Wasn't so hard.
No, but...
Come on, don't stop now.
Look, so maybe it's daft to put 50 on a single race.
You're right, it would be a crazy thing to do.
But what if I was to put half?
Ryan!
25 at 6-1, just the one bet, get it over with.
No, you know that's not how it works.
One more bet. Win or lose, get it out of my system, then I can turn around and walk away.
Come on, you know how stupid that is. You're talking rubbish. There's never a one last bet. Win or lose, you just go back for more. You know that's true.
What can I do, Alistair? Where can I go?
Look...
If you leave me now, I know what will happen. I'll end up back in there again.
Okay. There's a pub a few streets away. It's a quiet place. No screens. I'll come there with you now.
Yeah?
Yes. Oh, hell.
I mean, what about your work? Is that...
No, no. I can wait. This is more important. Come on.
Love the view along here, don't you?
Yes.
Especially on a sunny day, like this.
Yes. Hey, you know, I've often thought that. In fact, sometimes I even stop to have a look.
Well, perhaps, if we had more time.
Oh, no, I wasn't suggesting we've...
Okay.
I mean, unless you...
No. No slacking, remember?
You're not letting me off the hook, are you?
I've hit a good pace, don't want to break it.
Yes. And who was saying she was so out of condition?
Well, the only way is to get through the pain barrier.
Right. Hey, this is fun, you know. It's so great to have some company.
Yes.
Don't know why we never thought to do this before.
Well, still a few weeks to go yet.
Yes. At this rate, you'll be leaving me way behind.
Oh, I don't think so. I'd say we're pretty even, wouldn't you?
Maybe. Still... Guess it's time for that to change.
Yes, I suppose. Well, if you want to be back by 3, you could take a left here.
Oh, much quicker for you. Well, are you going straight on?
Yes, I think I'm good for a couple more miles.
Okay, then.
So?
My call can wait half an hour. Straight on it is.
This old geezer I know, he does one bet a week, a fiver on the horses. He gave me a tip this morning.
Ah, not helpful.
Thought he was doing me a favour.
Oh, I suppose he wasn't to know.
No, but I'd lost a fair bit at the weekend, so I thought, hello, here's a chance to win it back again.
Ryan.
Yeah, I know. Stupid, but it made sense at the time.
So, you were gambling at the weekend?
Nothing much. Just, you know, a few quid on the machines.
The point isn't how much.
No, but the way I see it, it's like giving the old itch a scratch.
And making it worse.
You're right, Alistair. You're always right. You were right about the loan. I know that now. But I can't trust my mind. The way I feel, I can't always hold on to that.
I do know what it's like.
You must think you're wasting your time on such a loser.
No, just the opposite. Trust me. We'll get you through this.
Maybe. Well, thanks again.
I'm glad I was able to help. Anyway, if you think you're all right now...
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Ah, got a few missed calls here.
Don't worry about me. I'll be on my way.
You want me to see you onto the bus?
No, you can't always be holding my hand. I'll go straight home. That's a promise.
Okay. I'll see you at the next meeting.
See you then.
Bye. Kenton? What's the matter? Why have you been calling me?
What, you've really no idea?
No. Nothing's happened.
Okay, tell me, where are you now?
In a pub in town. Why?
And where were you half an hour ago?
Look, Kenton, please, what's all this about?
You're busted, mate. I saw you. I saw you coming out of the bookies.
All right, but it's not what you think.
Well, so why, huh? What, did someone have a sick hamster?
There is a good reason, but it's complicated.
Well, why don't you come over now and tell me all about it?
All right.
And it had better be good.
Lucia?
Oh, hello.
Hi. Alan said you might be needing some physiotherapy.
Not quite as bad as that. Though, I think I'm going to be stiff tomorrow.
So, tell me about it.
Annabelle.
This strictly non-competitive situation.
Well, that's how it started. Honestly, I was not out to prove anything.
No?
No. Hey, would you like...
No, thanks. I can't stay. I've got Ben in the car.
Okay.
So, getting a slight sense of déjà vu here.
I didn't want a race, but somehow I ended up making the pace, then it all got a bit out of hand.
No, there's a surprise.
Oh, don't laugh. It's not funny.
Sorry.
Something happened in my head. I think my nasty competitive side took over. I couldn't bear her to think I was getting tired, and I could see she was pushing it too. By the time we got to Benihasset, we were both pretty stretched.
But neither of you was going to admit it.
No. Well, we must have ended up doing about 10-12 miles.
Well, no wonder.
My only consolation is that tomorrow Annabelle will be just as stiff as me.
So the gloves are off then.
Well, all right. Yes, they are.
Okay.
This marathon's taken on a whole new meaning. I'm going to beat Annabelle Shrivener if it kills me.
So, you were in the bookies. You're not denying it.
No. But I wasn't gambling.
Oh, come on.
I went in there to help out a friend.
Oh, is that the best you can do?
Are you going to listen or not?
Fine. Go on.
This young guy who comes to GA is really struggling. I've been trying to help him out.
What, in a bookmaker's?
In the same way Morris helped me.
Alistair.
He called me from there at lunchtime. He was in a real state. He was panicking. He was in there with his dole money, about to lose it all. I went there to get him out. And that's what I did. You must have seen us coming out.
I only saw you.
Not the young guy I was talking to. Think back. I wasn't alone, was I?
Okay. Well, even supposing what you say is true...
It is the truth,
yeah,
Kenton.
Even if it is, why the hell are you getting involved with a guy like that?
Are you not listening to a word I've said?
Okay, you want to help him. But you've only just kicked the habit yourself.
Oh, come on, it's been a couple of years.
Well, and you think you're immune now? Well, you're never going to be tempted again.
I know my limits.
Oh, so, just to prove it, you go hanging around with a full-time loser who drags you into the bookies?
Please, give me some credit.
If you go on like this, how long will it be before he gets you gambling again?
Do you really think I'd be so stupid?
You are taking one hell of a risk, Alistair, and not just with your life, with Shula's too.
She knows about this guy that I'm trying to help.
Oh, and does she know about what happened this afternoon? Look, I am not going to stand aside and see her hurt again.
You think I'd carry on if there was the slightest chance of that?
I don't know.
Kenton.
No, I really don't know. And that's what scares me.
Kenton, I promise you, there's no reason for you to worry. I know what I'm doing.
Home sweet home.
Well, at least they're getting on.
Finally.
Long holiday?
Well, they were back Monday morning.
Yeah, I saw. So where did they go on Tuesday?
Guess what? Bloomin' RSJ.
Oh, don't tell me you're still...
It was meant to be delivered first thing Monday. I got home dinner time. They were still waiting.
Yeah?
I mean, you won't believe this, but they put it on the wrong lorry.
Oh.
Went off to Stratford or somewhere.
Oh, you've got to be joking.
Of course, I couldn't re-deliver till yesterday.
Someone should get a medal for that.
Yeah, well, I got on the phone and had a polite conversation, you know?
Yeah, I bet.
Didn't make a blind bit of difference. That's another day and a half lost.
Yeah, a real pain.
Well, I'm making up for lost time. Got the dividing wall up at last. The electrician's coming in tomorrow.
Well, that sounds more like it.
So you're not working too hard, then?
Yeah, it's progress. Plumber's meant to be here later.
Mm-hmm, right.
Two lectures, yeah. That's been really tough.
Here's your assistant.
Okay.
On the phone again.
Alice?
Yeah, you guessed it.
Look, I'll have to go now. I'll call you back later.
Well, it's nice keeping in touch.
No, I'll call you from the house phone. Then we can talk as long as we want. Okay?
Oh, did you hear that? See what you mean.
And you. Yeah, take care. Bye.
Afternoon, Christopher.
Hi, Mike.
How's Alice getting on?
Yeah, she's fine.
Christopher.
Mm-hmm. You ready to go then, Dad?
Christopher. This may come as a surprise to you, but the house phone isn't a free service.
Oh, yeah.
They send us a bill every quarter, and calls to mobiles cost a lot...
Okay, but it's way cheaper than my phone.
Well, someone's got to pay for
it. It's okay, it's cool. When the next bill comes, I'll pay my share.
I won't forget you said that.
Me neither.
Still, worth every penny, eh, Chris?
Yeah, it is to me.
I'm not trying to stop you talking to Alice. It's just the way that you assume...
Okay, I'm not. It's all sorted. Every call I make, I'll pay for it.
All right.
So what about these kitchen units?
Well, they've been delivered.
Oh, this is the shop flat.
Yeah, we've been waiting since before Christmas.
Oh, tell me about it.
So, Dad, I'm going out tonight. I don't want to be late.
Yeah, all right.
Let's go and start fitting them, shall we?
Oh, no, this end's well stuck.
Come on, you're not really trying.
Jazza!
Okay.
It's right down in the mud. Look.
I know. I was only kidding you.
So, if you give me the shovel...
You stand back. I'll see if I can shift it.
Okay, thanks.
All you really need is a wee bit of brute strength and the know-how.
It's all right.
All I'm saying is, you and me, we make a really good team.
Yeah.
My brain, your muscle.
Oh, sure.
There she goes.
Oh, great. Well done.
Hiya. So you managed to dig that arc out?
Aye, any sweat.
Hello.
Great. Everything else okay?
Aye. You're looking at a field full of happy pigs.
Oh, good.
New litter's doing well.
And what about your clever new pen layout?
No problems yet.
No?
I mean, no signs of overcrowding, fighting or tail biting, nothing like that.
No way.
So far so good then.
Yeah.
You see, Hannah, doesn't it convincing some people?
Luckily, Hannah's got more sense than to believe anything you say, Jazza.
Thanks a bunch.
We'll have to weigh them again soon. That's when we'll find out if it really works.
Yes, I'll be interested to see. I'm going to take a look at the new litter.
Here, Tom, you and Brenda are going to the club night.
Yeah, why?
Oh, you could give Hannah a ride.
Yeah,
he's already offered.
Oh, great, so you're coming along?
Well...
There's no pressure, only if you feel like it.
Oh, come on, it'd be good to let your hair down.
Yeah, I'd like to, but I've got to work tomorrow.
That goes for all, yes.
You're not doing the milk round, surely?
No, I'm not that daft.
It's nice of you to offer, Tom, but...
It's not just me and Brenda. I think Helen's coming too.
Aye, and Chris Carter.
Chris? You mean Farrier Chris?
Yeah, you know, pretty tall.
Yeah, I know.
You've met him?
Yeah, I've seen him up here a few times.
Well, there you are then.
Aye, but hold on.
Okay, thanks, Tom. I'd like to come.
Oh, great. I'll pick you up from the farm, say 7:30.
Yeah, see you then.
Okay,
see ya.
Hannah, there's...
What? Why the funny look?
There's maybe a few things you should know about Christopher.
Oh?
He's already spoken for it. He's got a girlfriend.
Yes, I know. Alice.
Okay, then.
And she's gone away to uni?
Aye, but...
Okay, come on. You take the other end and let's get this thing shifted.
Dad, you sure this one goes in the corner?
Yeah, positive. Look at the plans.
Okay.
You got it the right way round?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Still doesn't seem to...
So how are you fixed for the week after next?
I don't know. Why?
I'm organising a handbell ringing round at the vicarage. Be nice if you could make it.
Which day?
Oh, that's not been settled. You tell me when you're free.
I'll have to check.
Nothing complicated, just a few simple tunes.
Dad, I hate to say this, but we've got a problem.
Why? What's the matter?
This unit's too big. It's not going to fit.
No, that can't be right.
It is. Come and have a look.
Well, I measured that space down to the last millimetre.
Okay, but there's something wrong here.
Let's have a look.
There, see, it's too wide.
Try pushing
it. No, don't you bust it.
Oh, flipping heck.
The wall's not straight, that's what it is.
Oh, that's great.
Down at the bottom, it comes in by about 2 centimetres.
Hello, can I come in?
That's brilliant.
Hi, Helen.
Oops, is this a bad time?
No, perfect, just hit a few minor technical problems here.
Oh, dear.
So, what can we do for you, Helen?
Well, nothing really. Susan says you're doing great things up here, so I thought I'd...
You want to have a look round?
Well, if I'm not in the way...
No, feel free.
Yeah, Dad, I might slip off now anyway.
What, already?
Well, there's not much more we can do here, is there?
Oh, I don't know.
Did Tom say you were going to the electro night?
Yeah, and you?
Well, I might just possibly call in for a few minutes.
See you later.
Okay, see you.
I'll give Mike a call, see if he's got any suggestions.
Hey, Hannah, over here.
Hiya.
Well, you made it then.
Yeah. Whoops. Tom got this one in for you.
Oh, did he? That's kind.
There you go. Oh, it's mad in here. Is it always like this?
I tell you, one of Boston's just most happening venues. I'm glad I persuaded you to come.
Well, it makes a change.
Aye, less mud, more noise.
It's great. I like it.
Nice crowd too. Although I think maybe some of the pigs have better manners.
You'll have to introduce me to some of your friends.
Oh, only rush. Maybe when we hit the dance floor, eh?
Oh,
did I say something?
No, it's just, I think I did something moving that arc.
Aye.
The back, you know, just down here.
So let me give you a massage.
Yeah, thanks, I'm a fast healer. But maybe I'll save the dancing for later.
Aye, the night's young.
Grace, over here.
Aye, here he is, the man himself.
Hiya.
Thanks for the beer.
Aye, you're welcome. Hannah, I've got someone here to meet you.
Oh?
Chris.
Oh.
Hannah, Chris Carter.
Hello, Hannah.
Hi, Chris.
Mate, she's got a sore back.
Okay, well, we've all got to be especially nice to Chris tonight. He needs a boost, missing the love of his life.
Aww.
Must be tough being single again, eh?
I'm not. Me and Alice are still together.
Oh, of course, I just met...
So he's come here to ease his pain in the company of good friends.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, then. Would you like to go and dance?
Hannah?
Yeah, why not?
Who's that?
No, still not fitting.
I reckon we're wasting our time.
Look, maybe if we move the sink down a bit, eh? Mm-hmm.
No, the drains.
Oh, right.
I reckon I'll have to try and plane a bit off the bottom of the unit.
Ooh, you want to be careful, Neil.
Huh?
Oh, no, that's what we in the trade technically call a death trap.
Oh, very funny, very funny.
No, it's a joint, you see. I mean, you're going to weaken the whole structure.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Anyway, you've got all this trouble. You don't want to bodge it.
So, short of moving the wall back a couple of inches.
Well, too late to do anything more tonight, I reckon. I should go away sleep on it.
Well, thanks for coming down anyway, Mike.
Oh, that's okay. Seems I still owe you a favour. After getting all that to bed and breakfast lodging at your place. Anyway, I was quite interested to see how you was getting on.
Well, should be downhill from here.
Oh, yes. All looking good.
If it wasn't for these blasted units.
Yeah. Not having much luck on the building front, are we?
No. I'll be glad when this is done and dusted, I can tell you.
You got a tenant lined up?
No, not yet, no.
Well, you made such a good job of it.
Oh, thanks. People who've seen it so far seem to like it.
Oh, yeah.
Helen came round earlier. She seemed to be impressed.
Oh.
Said the bathroom looked fabulous.
Did she? Well, she's quite hard to please.
So, with luck, it shouldn't be too hard for Mrs. Woolley to find a tenant.
Big day for us. We ought to be celebrating.
Yeah?
Mum and Dad signing the contract.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it doesn't make us landowners yet, but...
No, you're right. It's another step on the way.
You've forgotten all about it, haven't you?
No. Well, I've not seen them today, remember?
Well, you'll be glad to know it all went to plan.
So Dad remembered his glasses?
Yeah. And the pendant went out of ink, so there's no disasters.
Oh, it was close there for a while, though, wasn't it? Dad's stressing and the credit crunch. I didn't think we'd ever get them to go for it.
Well, they had to. You and I are ever going to become millionaires.
Absolutely.
As long as they don't go power crazy now that they're landowners. Still got to live there, remember?
Oh, yeah. So, have they got a date for completion?
As soon as they can fix it. Hopefully in a couple of weeks' time.
Great. So, we'd better start planning the party.
We saw in the new year at the top of the church tower, would you believe?
Aw, romantic.
Well, yeah, it was. I've been ringing the bells.
Yeah, I heard you were a bell ringer.
I mean, not Alice's scene, really, but she doesn't seem to mind me dragging her along.
No?
In fact, she's really good about it, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
Let's face it, her family and mine, she was all like pony club and a private school, rah, rah, rah.
Really?
Well, you know what her parents are like.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that doesn't bother me at all. But when we first started going out together, I never thought she was serious. Now it's like 6 months down the line and we're still, you know...
Chris?
I mean, she's probably out somewhere right now at uni with her
Chris,
mates, but...
you're not enjoying this, are you?
Oh... Hey, look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go on about Alice.
I don't mind that. I mean, this whole club thing. You'd rather be somewhere else.
Yeah, now you mention it. I was thinking about going home soon.
Me too. Been a long day. I'm shattered.
Should we sneak off now? If you want to lift back to Ambridge?
Oh, that'd be so great. Would you mind?
It's tempting fate, Tom.
Why?
If we start organising a party before they've even completed...
Okay, I'm not suggesting we send out invitations, but we could run it by Mum and Dad.
So what kind of thing?
I don't know. Maybe clear out one of the barns?
Oh, Tom, you can't be serious.
Why not? We did it for Harvest Supper.
Hey, Tom!
Yeah, but it would take us days to sort that out.
Tom, you seen Hannah anywhere?
Yeah, she's gone home.
All right, hilarious. She in the...
No, no, I'm serious. She went about 10 minutes ago.
But... how? Who are we?
Well, Chris was going, so he gave her a lift.
So she's gone home with Chris Carter. That's great. Has anybody told Alice?
Oh, well done. You remembered.
Hi.
I'm sorry I'm late.
Oh, that's okay. Thought I might as well get on.
Thanks. Oh, I know. You hate having your teeth done.
Ah, he's very patient.
Yes. Oh, I don't know why. Everything took so long this morning.
Well, if you went to the saddler's...
No, I didn't spend the whole time gossiping. I went on to the bank and the cleaners.
Okay.
Picked up your jacket, then I called in to see Kenton.
Any special reason?
Well, just to say hello.
Okay. How was he?
He seemed fine, yeah. He was quite busy, so we didn't really have time to chat.
Right.
Well, I've got a lesson in 10 minutes.
Oh, he's all done anyway.
Oh, thanks, darling.
Oh, message from Neil. Something about handbell ringing at the vicarage.
Oh, yes.
Didn't sound very urgent.
No, it's probably to say which day it is.
So, you're thinking of going along?
Yes, I might.
Okay.
Oh, all right, so it may not be easy.
But... I'm assuming Usha will be there.
However I feel about her, I've got to try and get over it somehow.
Well, if it makes you so miserable...
I felt so awful on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Oh, this whole thing, it's become such a shadow hanging over me.
Mm.
I can't let it come between me and the church.
Which is more or less what Amy's grandmother was trying to tell you.
Well, I've got to start somewhere.
Ah.
Okay, I'd better get ready for this lesson. I'll see you for lunch.
Okay. Yes, Ryan.
Alistair, sorry to bother you.
You okay?
Yeah, fine. I'm not in the bookies this time.
Oh, good. So, what...
Something's come up this morning. I wanted to ask you a favour.
Uh-huh.
And before you say it, don't worry. I'm not asking for a loan.
Okay. Look, is it very urgent?
Well, it depends what you mean by urgent.
Because this isn't a good time for me. Can we talk about it later? Okay. As soon as I'm free, I'll call you back.
So, here we are.
Well, is this your surprise?
Yeah. Thought we'd stop by the house and take a look. Do you mind?
No. It's just, it's been such a long time.
I've not been back here since I left, so...
Still looks just the same. Garden's a bit of a mess, but...
Yeah.
Oh, the swing's still there. See? The one you made for Jake.
So let's have a look inside, shall we? Oh,
I left in a bit of a rush, so I don't know what state it's in.
Oh, look.
Not too bad.
No.
Apart from the dust.
Oh, it's cold, though.
Yeah, heating's turned down.
Feels so strange. I mean, for me, to be back here again.
Yeah, for me too.
Well, is the water on?
Dunno.
That kettle's there.
Oh, I'll see.
You could make us some tea, then maybe we could tidy up a bit.
I've got half a big bale here. Should be enough.
Aye, hand me.
Adam brought some more down this morning.
Is he not busy with the lambs?
Yeah, but I asked him nicely.
Okay. How come that never works for me?
Anyway, I can do this if you want to start the feeding.
I'm in no hurry. Tell you the truth, I'm feeling a bit worse for wear.
Oh, good night, was it?
I've had better.
Well, grab a fork and work some of it off.
So, you get home all right?
Hey, yeah, look, I'm sorry to wuss out on you like that.
You might have said cheerio.
I know, but it was such a crush. I couldn't find you, and Chris was wanting to leave.
Aye. So, our nightlife was all too much for you then, eh?
No, it was good. It was fun.
So, you and Chris, did you go on somewhere else?
No, he wanted to get straight on home.
So you went back to his place?
No, he dropped me off at Bridge Farm.
Okay.
Jazza?
What?
You think I got a lift so I could have my wicked way with him?
No, my business.
You do, don't you?
Never even crossed my mind, honest.
Come on, what do you think I'm like?
Not for me to say.
Look, Chris is a very sweet, charming guy, but...
Aye, so you do fancy him then?
Jazza?
Just a simple question.
No. Okay, well, even if I did, I'd be wasting my time, wouldn't I?
You think so?
Yes. Honestly, he's so totally in love with Alice. He spent the whole time talking about her. I really hope she appreciates just how lucky she is to have a lovely guy like him.
Aye. You and me both.
Alistair.
Hi. Sorry I couldn't talk earlier.
That's okay. Thanks for calling me back.
So, how's things?
Not so bad. Not had a flutter since I saw you last.
Good. Well done.
Can't pretend I haven't been tempted, but...
You didn't give way. That's what matters. So, this favour?
Yeah. I'll explain. The good news is, I went for another job this morning, and it's more or less mine for the taking.
Oh, that's great. Well done.
Yeah, well, it's not exactly a step up the career ladder,
but... What kind of job?
Another warehouse. I'll be driving a forklift.
Okay, well...
Yeah, it'll do me fine. Not too far. A decent basic, plus overtime.
So when you say it's yours for the taking...
Yeah. Now for the bad news. They want two full references.
Ah.
One from my last job and one personal.
So you'd like me to be your referee?
If it's not too much to ask.
Ryan, I'd like to help you out, of course, but...
Is there a problem?
Well, surely you can see I'm in a difficult position. I mean, how can I give you a full reference without mentioning the fact that you're still a compulsive gambler? You're asking me to lie.
I need this job, Alistair.
Yes, I do know how important it is to you.
There's nobody else to ask. If you can't do it, they won't take me on. Simple as that.
Alistair!
Look, I'm sorry, I can't give you an answer now. I need some time.
How long?
I'll get back to you as soon as I can, okay?
Alistair, this is really...
I'll have to go now. I'll call you back. Bye.
You busy?
No, I...
Well, tea's ready when you are.
Yeah, thanks, I'll come.
Are you okay? Was that...
No, just a sales call.
Right. Well...
Actually, Shula, I am pretty busy right now. Maybe I'll have my tea later, okay?
There. Looks better already, doesn't it?
Yeah, thanks for that.
Oh, it wasn't much. Just a few cobwebs.
Yeah, it looks great.
Still smells a bit musty in here, but...
That's because it hasn't been lived in.
No.
There you go. No milk, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's great. Thanks.
Should have thought to bring some.
Well, this is cosy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll see what I found down by the fridge.
Yeah.
Oh, Jake drew it, remember? That's you shooting your gun.
Yeah, it was still up there when I left.
So you didn't take it down then?
No. Must have fallen off.
Yeah. Well, that takes me back.
Nick, I was wondering, well, I was thinking that maybe I could ask my boss if I could shorten my contract.
So?
Well, you know I meant to stay on until March.
Yeah?
But if I could leave sooner and come back here early, back to my job at the estate, maybe by the end of the month.
As soon as that?
Well, I don't know till I ask. But if I did, why don't you and the kids come back and live here with me?
Will...
Well, only if you want. I mean...
Will, I want us to be together. Of course I do. And it's so sweet of you to ask. But...
You don't have to say now. Think about it.
No, it's not... I mean, it's just... the end of the month.
You think that's too soon?
I don't know. Will, I don't want it to be like last time. I don't want to make the same mistakes. I want to get it right. I want us to be happy.
Yeah, me too.
So I don't want to take it too fast. I mean, we've only just, you know...
Yeah.
We need some time to get to know each other again. And for me to get to know George now, too.
Yes, you're right.
Oh, and there'd be other things to sort out first, like Jake would have to change schools. I'd want to find a job.
Yeah, that might not be so easy.
And, well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love this house. Well, half the trouble last time was I just got so lonely out here, stuck with the kids in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I know.
So, I don't really think I could live here again until I pass my test.
Okay, so maybe it's not such a good idea then.
Will, don't be silly. Of course I want us all to live together. More than anything. You know that.
Yeah?
Yeah. I love you. And I don't want to lose you again. That's all. You see?
I love you too.
So there's no rush, is there? We've got plenty of time. Rest of our lives.
Yeah.
So let's just take it gently, yeah? One step at a time.
Okay. I'll have to be patient then.
I think it's best, Will.
Yeah, and I'll have to get those old plates out again. Give you some driving lessons.
Hello? Alistair?
Ryan, you free to talk?
Yeah, I'm not busy. Just, sitting in the cafe.
Okay. Well, I've been thinking about what you said.
I know it's a lot to ask, but...
Yes, to be frank, it is. Puts me in a difficult position. I've been trying to decide what's best all afternoon.
It's like I said, there's no one else I can ask.
No. To be honest, I'm still in two minds, but... if it gives you a real chance to get yourself out of this mess, I'll do it.
Yeah?
But...
Oh, Alistair, that is great.
But, before I do, there are strings attached.
Okay, go on.
Yes, I'm here to support you. Help you kick the habit. That's what our friendship's all about. But it's a two-way deal. You have to keep your side of the bargain.
Of course. You don't have to tell me that.
So if you do get this job, none of your wages go on bets. Not a cent, okay?
You think that's what I
want to hear you say it. You'll use all of that money to get your life back together. Spend it on your family, pay off your debts, get yourself straight again.
Yes. Yes, of course. Believe me, that's the whole point. That's why I'm doing it.
Okay, then. I'll write you your reference.
Thanks, Alistair. I won't forget this. I won't let you down.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey.